You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Diamondback slugger J.D. Martinez is the first man to win the Player of the Week award four times in the same year, but San Diego's Hunter Renfroe is just back from the minors, and he would steal the show.
Next one to Renfroe is in the air to center. That's well launched. Pollock going back at the wall, and this one's going to leave the yard. Three-run homer for Renfroe. The Padres shoot on top. 3-0 here in the opening inning.
Well, we just got done mentioning the power that he's got. He didn't pull this ball. He went straight away center field, and it was gone by plenty.
3-1 pitch, and a drive to deep left center. That's another long home run for Austin Hedges into the Diamondback bullpen. And the score goes to 4-0, his 18th of the year.
Boy, that was no doubt about that one. As soon as you heard the sound, you knew it was gone. Big, powerful cut. And that ball went a long ways over the fence.
Has his sign from Hedges, a pitch. Swing and a shot to center. Margot on the run. Dives and made the catch. And he prevented this game from being tied with that diving grab in center field to Rob Descalzo and end the inning. That would have scored both. Swing, hits Perdomo, goes toward first base. Perdomo tries to throw, and it's out of his glove and into the mitt of Myers, but safe as a call at first.
Struck him very quickly, a backhand flip with his glove. Myers did a great job stretching for the ball.
I thought he might have tagged or tried to tag Lamb going by. Headphones back to New York. Oh, they called him out at first base.
Yeah, that was a great play by Myers to do that because he stretched all the way out.
On the way. Marte swings, fly ball center field. Margot is there. He's got it. And the Padres hang on and win this game. 4-2 our final here in San Diego.
So Arizona falls into an early hole and is unable to recover. Patrick Corbin loses for the second time in three starts. Here's the D-backs manager, Torey Lovello.
That kind of broke the game open in the first inning, but I thought he did a good job after the solo home run in the second to settle down a little bit. And he, along with the bullpen, did a good job of really limiting some base runners. I think there was one hit after that second or third inning. And offensively, we just couldn't play catch up. I felt like we built some innings. We had some good situations where the right guys were up at the right time, and we just didn't execute. Well, that seems to be the theme when we don't win games. That's the frustration of it is we build those innings, we create it, we get everything just lined up perfectly, and then we can't get that big hit. And that's the name of the game. This is a hard game. When you get runners in scoring position, all the chips are in, and it's the moment. And you know, we're just not executing right now, and it's frustrating for all of us, and we'll get after it tomorrow.
The Diamondbacks will try to even up their series at Petco Park on Tuesday night when Zach Godley makes the start.